Autism affects around 1 in 100 Australians, and about 85% of the community has a personal connection with an autistic person. The neurodevelopmental disability affects the way individuals interact with others and how they experience the world around them, and every person's experience is different. Autism has become better understood by the community in recent years, but for the past 50 years, Victorian organisation AMAZE has been offering support, information and advocacy. They're now going national with a free helpline, Autism Connect. David Tongi is the executive manager of Autism Connect. He spoke with The Wire's Catherine Kreisel about the service.
Autism Connect is a resource for anybody. It's accessible to autistic people, their family members, their employers. The information is everything related to autism, so it's for the whole community.
So why do people need this? What sort of problems do they have that they need that are specific to autism?
We know, you know, autism is one of the biggest disabilities in Australia today, and we estimate around 200,000 Australians are diagnosed as autistic. So we know there's a need there, and autistic people are all unique in the way they experience and present with autism, and so we need to provide that tailored advice and guidance. And there's a saying, you know, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. And so we field a lot of queries and provide a lot of support around a lot of areas. That could be to do with employment options, accessible workplaces. It can be information about education, disability rights. It can be information about diagnosis or even autistic identity, a range of things. And all our resources and information is evidence-based and using the latest research.
This has gone national now. Can you just tell me about its history in Victoria?
Yeah, so AMAZE has been operating for around 50 years, and we've been, you know, providing information, advice and support for autistic people, their families, supporters, researchers, health professionals, services, government, everybody. We've been doing that in Victoria, but we have now branched out recently where we are offering this service. The way we've managed to do that is we've been very thankful to the Department of Social Services who have supported us with a grant to grow this service. We had fantastic support and fantastic reach in Victoria, and now we can share that nationally.
Do you get a lot of calls?
Yeah, we do get a lot of calls. And actually, the calls are one aspect of Autism Connect, but that's normally one of the main ways that come in. You know, we're getting thousands and thousands of calls each month, but we also get a lot of emails and web chats. And we launched web chat over 18 months ago, and we found that our autistic people who contact us has doubled. And so we know we are supporting the community. And just by having phone, email, and also web chat means that people can contact us in the way that best suits their needs.
And the people at the other end of the line, are they people with experience of autism?
Yeah, so Autism Connect has a team of advisors, and those advisors come from a varying background. They can be qualified teachers in primary, secondary, or even TAFE. We also have disability service workers and community service professionals. Because what we do, because we provide such a range of information, we bring all these skills together in one team, and they can best support the people that contact Autism Connect. And we also, you should know, and we're very proud of this at AMAZE, is that quite a lot of the team are actually either autistic or parents of autistic children or are very connected to autism within their family. The majority of the team have lived the experience of autism and have been through this. And so taking them through that journey and supporting them is vital for this service.
David Tongi from Autism Connect. And the number for that helpline is 1300 308 699, or you can go to amaze.org.au.